And now, more Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
We're back. We're broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group Studios here at KFNS. And we're also coming to you via the facilities of KFNS.com, that internet thing. Hey, Aaron Wheeler Boyle is with me from the United Cerebral Palsy Heartland Chapter. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the show.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Introduce all of your other folks that you've brought along here.
Well, we've got Rick Forkesh, who's the executive director of UCP.
And welcome, Rick.
Nice to be here.
Okay.
And we've got Bobby Tesler from St. Louis Wing Company and Bobby's dad, Larry Tesler.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for bringing the ribs. The wings.
You're welcome, man.
Let's talk about the wing business a little bit. How'd you get into the wing business, and how long have you had St. Louis Wing Company?
We've been open for about a year and a half now, and I got into the business. I've been a chef for over 15 years now, and I got into the business just from being a fan of chicken wings, and I thought I can put a bunch of different spins on them, and I came up with the concept, and here I am a year and a half later.
Where exactly are you in Rock Hill?
We're on Manchester, about a half a block west of the Hacienda.
Okay, everybody knows the Hacienda, a famous landmark in St. Louis forever.
Right.
St. Louis Wing Company, and you're participating in the Wing Ding, which is happening on Thursday, August 23rd, out at Queenie Park. Aaron, would you explain how the Wing Ding works and what it's all about?
I will. The Wing Ding is a best chicken wing contest and tasting event. We've done these events in outstate Missouri for about 24 years, and we brought them to St. Louis last year for the first time. And actually, Bobby was the very first restaurant to sign up last year, so he's, of course, one of my favorites because he was the first. But it's going to be at Queenie Park in the Greensfelder Arena on Thursday, August 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets, it's open to the public, and tickets are $25, which include all-you-can-eat wings and two drinks. And then we've also got VIP tickets available, which includes reserved seating, all-you-can-eat wings, and unlimited drinks.
Let's give the information if somebody says, I like wings, I might like to try these out. How would they find out about all this stuff?
Well, they can find information on our website, which is www.ucpheartland.org, and they can also find us on Facebook.
UCPheartland.org.
And if they want to call, they can reach us at 636-779-2253.
And how was attendance last year?
It was great. We had, for a first-year event, I think we had around 500 people or so there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was fabulous. We'd love to see about 1,000 people there this year.
Well, that's a nice building, and it does hold a lot of folks there.
It does. There'll be plenty of room.
Okay, now explain the format to me. You'll have, I guess everybody will have a table with their wings set out there.
Yes, sir. We will have, right now we have 18 restaurants participating, and we've got room for a few more. So if any of you restaurant folks that are listening, you want to get involved, please get in touch. Well, each restaurant will have a booth, and they'll be serving wings out of it. A good majority of the restaurants are actually cooking on site, so they'll be cooking right outside the doors and walking the wings inside, so you're going to get the majority of them fresh out of the fryers.
Now, were you in the competition last year, Bobby?
I was.
How'd you do?
I did pretty well. We got a first place best seasoned wing, and then we tied for third all-around tastiest with
Fallon's and Helen Fitzgerald's.
Yeah.
Now, you've brought a variety of wings in here, and I've tasted a couple of them, and they're delicious. And we've thankfully got enough left for the rest of the KFNS and KFNS 2, KFANS 2 staff there to munch on through the afternoon. What all flavors did you bring there?
Today I brought Thai sweet chili, our zesty dry rub, the Cajun Alfredo with crumbled bacon, toasted garlic parmesan, marinara and shaved parmesan, and coconut curry.
Well, I had the coconut curry. It was great. I like
the marinara.
Yeah, oh, that's
tastes
great.
Like chicken parmesan on a chicken wing.
yeah, actually it does. No, you did a nice job with that. Okay, and you'll be participating. What, you want to drop some names of some of the other restaurants that are participating?
I would love to, and I'm sure they would love to also. We've got the Beer House at River City, Big Bear Grill, Culpeppers, D. Dooley's 026 Grill, Edgewild Winery, 11 Mile House, Fallon's Bar and Grill, who's one of our third place winners last year, Ferguson Brewing Company, they were also one of our winners last year. Let's see, who else? Grand Slam Sports Bar, Highway 61 Roadhouse, Joe Buck's, Market Pub House, the Press Box Bar and Grill, St. Louis Wing Company, Stadium Sports Bar and Grill down at Lumiere, the Corner Pub, Three Kings Public House, and Weber's.
Oh, now that's a very impressive list of places to participate in anything. I'll mention some of the media folks who are going to be there, and we'll be doing a blind taste test to determine winners in some of the categories. But there's also there's also like a People's Choice Award.
There is a People's Choice Award and then a Judge's Overall Favorite Award. And then we're going to have you judges determine the winners in Best Traditional Wings with Sauce, Best Specialty Wings that are sauced, and then Best Dry Rubbed Wings. And then we're also doing a Hottest Wing Contest, which I understand David's not going to take part in.
I was thinking about it, and then I watched the episode of Man vs. Food where Adam Richman went to a place in San Jose, and they were putting, and I don't even remember what he was eating, but it was they kept putting, you know, grinding habanero peppers, and it was ridiculous. And he was in physical pain afterwards. And I said, nah, I think I'll pass.
Well, Rick participated in the Hottest Wings judging last year, and I think the funniest line of the night might have been uttered by him when he said, "I want my mommy."
Yeah. Rick, lean in here on the microphone, there, my friend. Tell us about the hot wings. How hot were the wings that you tasted last year?
They were pretty hot. Little milk would have helped quite a bit just to ease the pain a little bit. But, you know, when people are using ghost chilies and the habaneros and what have you, not necessarily a taste competition. It's definitely the hottest wing competition.
I think on the Man v. Foods episode, he wasn't allowed to drink for a few minutes afterwards. And then he just was rubbing ice cubes all over his cheeks and around his lips. And I honestly felt sorry. Well, I was going to mention the incident at Crown Candy and how, if you remember that one, it did not end well. Okay, now some of the media folks who are going to be judging at the Wing Ding from 590, we've got Howard Balzer, Dave Green, Jay Randolph Jr., also folks from the world of radio, TV, and print, George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine, Ian Frobe from Riverfront Times, Evan Benn from the Post-Dispatch, Iron Steph from the Iron Steph blog, Andrew Vitti from St. Louis Magazine and Feast, and host of Stewed STL podcast. Also, Sarah Daly from News Channel 5. Let's see, Monica Adams from Fox 2, and some other. Oh, and Louis Mall from
Louis Mall, yes.
From Mall's Barbecue is going to be there as well. Yeah. Did he do that before?
He didn't. Louis is actually a longtime friend of mine, and we'd asked him last year, and he couldn't make it last year, but he's going to be with us this year.
Oh, that's great. That's a fun thing. Now, UCP Heartland, when I think of that organization, are you all the Easter Seals people?
We merged with the Easter Seals 3 years ago.
Okay, so that's why I'm...
And took, yes. So, in effect, there's no Easter Seals chapters anymore. We decided through a lot of deliberation with our board that UCP and Easter Seals were very similar organizations, that we really only needed to belong to one.
Well, mention, if you will, what your programs are and who you serve.
Sure. Our organization is about to celebrate its 60th anniversary. We'll be doing that next year with several events that we'll be promoting soon. The organization was designed primarily to support children and adults with varying degrees of disability. We start with children as young as 1 and 2 months old once a diagnosis is made. And our oldest person that we serve right now just had her 101st birthday.
Oh, wow.
So we cover the gamut from the age spectrum. Disability-wise, not only do we serve people with cerebral palsy, the condition of, we also work with folks with intellectual impairment, seizure disorders, just a host of developmental and other disabilities.
Do you get most of your referrals from the medical community or from other organizations?
We do get referrals from the medical community. We get them from social service organizations, mm-hmm. Social workers in hospitals who do follow consumers who may expect that, again, there may be a developmental delay there. We take referrals directly from persons served, from neighbors, family members, etc. Anybody that might suspect that they know of somebody with a disability is encouraged to call us. We do comprehensive assessments and evaluations, and through that, if we're not the right agency for them, we'll assist them in getting to the right place.
And like any agency that does work like that, always in need of funding, and even, you know, when there's people out there writing big checks, you still got to keep things going. And an event like this also keeps your name out there.
Absolutely.
In front of the public. Okay, this is called the annual Wing Ding. It's going to be August 23rd, Queenie Park in the Greensfelder Arena. That's off of Weedman Road,
correct.
just up the hill from your headquarters.
Exactly.
Or within a mile or so there. And one of my favorite places to go for a walk in the community, to walk around Queenie Park there. So again, the information, $25 for people to come out there. And you get a couple of beers with that, or a couple
you
of
do.
Glasses of wine.
Get a couple of beers or sodas or water, and then you get unlimited wings, and we'll have a band out there to entertain the crowd. Willie and the Poor Boys group from out in St. Charles are going to be there, and it'll be a great time.
Now, will folks from the general public be allowed to taste those really, really hot wings?
You know, we haven't traditionally made those available to the general public because I think we'd need them to sign a liability release.
Well, that was on the episode of Man vs. Food. Adam Richman had to actually sign a waiver before he started.
Yeah, at our restaurant, you got to sign a waiver.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. So you know about really, really hot wings.
Absolutely. We have a ghost chili contest at St. Louis Wing Company where you have to sign your life away before you do the contest.
So you could qualify for an episode on that show, you think?
Oh, yeah. I personally wouldn't do the challenge, but I'm the one that administers the pain. So, yeah, it's pretty painful, man. You got to sign a waiver.
Are those available every day? If I went over there this afternoon, can I get those?
Yeah, but you'd have to do the contest. You can't just order them off the menu. You actually have to sign the waiver and agree to the terms.
Okay, and the contest is you eat a certain number, you get them free?
Eat six wings within 5 minutes, then you got to sit there and wait 5 minutes before you can use a napkin or drink anything. And then if you win, you get a gift certificate, a T-shirt, and your picture on the Wall of Flame.
The Wall of Flame. I love it. Okay. St. Louis Wing Company. I like the challenge. That's tremendous.
Come on out and try it.
Now, the ones you've brought here today, we don't have the ghost peppers.
Oh, no. You emailed me and told me not to bring them, so I didn't do that to you.
No, you know, I mean, I like spicy food, and you guys have probably had the experience I have in St. Louis. You go to a restaurant, and they say, are you sure you want to order that? It's really spicy. And you say, yeah, and you get it, and it's not that spicy.
Well, these are painful. It's beyond spicy, so well, I warn you.
Well, what kind of person actually comes in and has those?
And, I mean, we've had 25-year-old women that are half the size of me, teenagers, high school kids, all the way up to their, you know, their fathers. It's a wide range of people that do this, and it's funny sometimes to watch them try. So
it's people with normal intelligence who come in and do that. They just
I mean, some of them are crazy, some of them are normal, but I mean, to me, they're all crazy because it's hard to eat those peppers. So.
Well, you know, people do. I mean, I would never do the bungee ride out there at Six Flags, but
I would do that.
Okay, there's probably a long line out there this morning, you know, of people ready to jump on that.
Well, if you want to get your picture on the wall, come out and try it.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to participating in the Wing Ding on August 23rd, and we'll mention it again here next week on our show. And
wonderful.
And we'll put a link actually to it's ucpheartland.org.
You got it.
For all the information on the St. Louis Wing Ding on August 23rd. Thank you, guys. Bobby.
Rick,
thank you. And Aaron for stopping in here today. This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, the voice of the St. Louis sports fan. And right now, going to break, we've got Brendan Wiese and Howard Balzer with a Rams report on KFNS.